Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas. Served at the side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers or their salads or
honey,
or their
rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, good morning. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We call it the Champions of the People Injury Show. We champions people's causes and claims, and we have done it for years, successfully. We navigate the insurance maze for you, and we help you, and we educate you, and we inform you. If you just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, one of the first things you see is that we have a slogan. We call it, we educate and advocate. We educate and advocate for you and your family. We've done a show on how an injury affects the entire family and the family structure. And it could be a breadwinner that's injured. It could be a non-breadwinner that's injured. It affects the family structure. What do you do about it? You're just going to let it happen? You're just going to stand there? You're going to do nothing? You're not going to become educated? You know, Brad and I have done radio shows for years, and we do them all over the state of Colorado. And they air in various places, many shows. And if you ever go to our website, you can see a lot of our shows right there. You can play them back. If you have a particular subject, you can call us, and we'll be glad to answer your question. If you've been injured in an accident, you probably need to talk to an attorney. When you're talking about proving pain and suffering, you've got to prove, since there's really no definitive objective test, there are pain validation tests, don't get me wrong, but you know, you're talking about acute pain. What kind of pain is there? Acute pain, chronic pain. Complex regional pain syndrome that deals with a body part. So you have to understand it. You have to be able to prove it. You have to be able to show it. And when you do, and when you can, you'll get more than just $500 for pain and suffering. Brad, how many times have we heard people come in and say, well, the insurance company said, I'm going to pay your medical bills of whatever, $2,200, and we're going to give you another $500 for pain and suffering. That's what they think about pain and suffering.
Well, and that's what they think about you. That's what they think about, okay, so what if you're in pain and suffering? I always find it amazing because the people who are setting the standards, oh, give them $500 for the pain and suffering. If they were on the other end of that pain and suffering, I guarantee you they would want more. If it was their child on the other end of that pain and suffering, I guarantee you they would want more. If it was their spouse on the other end of that pain and suffering, I guarantee you they would want more. And the situation is that they have just learned to immunize themselves. They've learned to keep themselves from feeling anything about the pain that other people have because they've been more concerned about the dollar and they're more concerned about what the bottom line is. So they're trying to see if they can get away with it without paying you for the pain and suffering. They're trying to see if they can get away without anything. It starts at an early age that we somehow get this idea a lot of times that pain should be discounted. Something happens to a child and they start being upset and the parent looks and goes, oh, that didn't hurt you, or that didn't hurt that bad, or come on, that didn't really hurt that much. And then they say, put an ice pack on it and you'll be okay in a few minutes. And the child then puts an ice pack on it and a little while later is out there playing. They'll look and they'll say to the children as they're growing up and stuff, and they're involved in activities. Yeah, it's got, you got, there's got to be some pain in that activity. And of course you got to learn to work through it. And by gosh, you have to learn to work through your pain and continue to operate and to continue to do your things. So you convince a young man or a young boy or young girl playing football that got hurt on the field, go play with that pain. You convince a gymnast who is hurt when they're doing some of their routines, go live with that pain. Go continue with that pain. You convince people when they're doing, children when they're doing plays or when they're doing presentations and they feel a little bit of pain here or there, oh, it's just because you're nervous. Your stomach hurts because you're nervous or your head hurts because you're nervous. And you've got to go ahead and go on with the show. And so we learn to work through pain. We learn to work through the discomfort that we have. Sometimes we learn to take a medication to address it, and sometimes we don't. But what we don't recognize is that as we get older, we get into a lifestyle where we live relatively pain-free. Yes, there's times when we're sore because we did exercises or because we went to the beach or because we went hiking in the mountains or because we did certain things, but most of the time we live pain-free, and the soreness we have is a type of pain that we say is okay because we know in time it'll go away. That is not what we face and not what you should be dealing with when you've been hurt as a result of a crash, as a result of somebody else being negligent.
You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We're there for you. You can call us 24/7. You can call us right now. 303-795-5900. We're going to give you a free initial consultation where you understand your rights. You know what to do. You know what the insurance company is going to do. How refreshing is that? We're going to give you a free legal game plan so you'll have a strategy going forward. Listen, you have a strategy on how the accident happened. You have a strategy on your medical condition. You have a strategy to combat and fight the strategies and game plans of the insurance company. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. It's free. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You have to have a legal game plan on pain. Let me give you an example. Pain affects a lot of things. I mean, you've got the complex regional pain syndrome. You've got acute pain. You've got chronic pain. You've got different definitions of pain, right? But sometimes pain affects your sensory systems. That has to be analyzed. It has to be proved. And you have to have attorneys who listen to you and understand this and know this. Like it could affect the olfactory system, you know, your smell, your sense of smell. It could affect the visual system. But if your attorneys don't know this and appreciate this, you're kind of missing it, right? You're all missing the boat. It's like two ships passing in the night. So your visual system can be affected, you know, brighter flashing lights. Just by pain, your auditory system can be affected. Think about it. Your vestibular system, like your inner ear, vestibular dysfunction. You know, that some of it's consistent with orthostatic hypotension. You know, that's manifested by the sympathetic nervous system. But if you don't know these terms, if you don't know what to prove specifically, then you're just whistling in the dark. You need to understand how to prove pain, and your attorneys need to understand it. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. Does your pain affect the haptic system, the touch system, the sensory system? That's just one small part of the whole thing. You know, Brad, it's a neurological event, and we have to look at the neurological sequelae and the neurological consequences to people to be able to prove their pain, because we know the insurance company is going to downplay the pain, and that's why they say, oh, well, we'll pay you $500 for your pain and suffering. Have a nice day.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, for the insurance companies, though, they want to look and they want to say, look, they say pain is a sensation in emotion, in an emotional experience that the insurance company says that has to link to a tissue damage. So if they can't find the tissue damage, or if they do find the tissue damage, they're going to say it's not one that would pain that would elicit pain or not that much pain. They say it doesn't match up. And because it doesn't match up, we hereby say you're not really in pain, or by the way, it doesn't really matter that it matches up or doesn't match up, because it's not worth a lot of money, because once again, they downplay the significance of pain. Now, we know as people who live with it, and as anybody out there who lives with pain, you realize that pain is a very, very, very formidable foe to try to that stands in the way of you being able to get things done. I mean, let's be honest about it. I mean, if you're in pain, you don't walk as well, you don't sit as well, you don't sleep as well, you don't eat as well, you don't do things as well, you can't concentrate as much. You have problems with pain. You're looking for ways to diminish the pain. You are guarded so things don't happen that will cause the pain to be worse. There's some of what pain does to you, and you live that life. Now, people will overcome it. They'll still go out and do their things. They'll still be that way, or be the way they were before. They just are more cautious in the way they handle themselves. And as a result, or they're more limited, they don't get as much done in a day. And as a result, what the insurance companies say is, well, you know what? You're still able to do everything you were able to do. And if you're able to do everything you're able to do, then we don't think that that makes a difference in your pain, or your pain makes a difference in your life. And therefore, we're not going to worry about it. We're going to let you live the way we're going to give you a few hundred bucks and get on down the road. And by the way, quit complaining. You hear this quite a bit in one form or another, where in essence, the defense lawyers are saying, quit complaining. Everybody has some pain sometimes. That's just part of life. You can get that much pain from sleeping on a bad mattress. You know, so your pain is equal to people who have bad mattresses. You know, just stop complaining. That's what everybody has.
If you don't have a strategy, okay, you're going to get hammered. If you have a strategy, you can enhance your chances of recovery, period. If you have a game plan, you enhance your chances of recovery, period. Bell and Pollock can give you those. We've been doing this for years. You can call us right now, right? 303-795-5900. 303-795-5900. We will talk to you. We will meet with you. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. I mean, we've done them in all four corners of the state. We've done jury trials in Durango, Sterling, Fort Collins, Steamboat Springs, you name it. We are there for you. We give you the information. We give you our experience. And we develop a game plan for you. And sometimes, a game plan has to be adjusted. You know, if you've ever watched professional sports like the Broncos, sometimes they say they go into halftime and they make adjustments. Well, sometimes you have to adjust your legal game plan, adjust your strategy. Maybe there's an MRI that you've got to pay attention to. Maybe there's a CT scan you've got to pay attention to. Maybe there's a neurological event you have to pay attention to and prove. Now, right after the break, we're going to make you the jury. You're going to be the jury, and we're going to pose a couple of questions to you. Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People. We'll be right back. When a driver chooses to violate a safety rule, everyone on the road is in danger. That means you, me, everyone. Driving and dangerous choices. Think about it. The only allowable choice is the safest choice. Otherwise, you and your family are put at risk, in harm's way. This is really what car crashes are all about. One driver makes a choice that violates a safety rule, everyone else is needlessly put in danger. In danger of injury, medical bills, surgery, lost jobs, quality of life changes, and future expenses. All it takes is one driver and one dangerous choice. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been representing injured victims for over 25 years. We can help you put your life back together again. We'll fight the insurance company who defends those who injure you and your family, those who make dangerous choices. At Bell and Pollock, we are experienced injury attorneys who care about you and your family. Reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. One call, that's all. Wouldn't it be nice if you had a place you could go for all your injury insurance questions? Questions like what to do if you're injured by a drunk driver, by a hit-and-run driver, by an illegal, or by a commercial truck. Like how to deal with the insurance adjuster. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. If you want answers to these questions or to any injury question, I've got good news. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Click on Meeting by Accident and get your answers. Watch the video production called the Virtual Injury Seminar and get more answers. If you were injured by a commercial truck, truck, watch the video on commercial truck injuries, or you can listen to any of the podcasts of our many radio shows, all giving you the answers you need. Each podcast covers a different injury subject, all free. Or you can schedule an initial consultation with us, all for free. At Bell and Pollock, we've helped injured people just like you for over 25 years. Put our experience to work for you. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, here we go. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. The show is for you. You know, every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning on KHOW Sister Station, we do a live call-in show as a community service where you can call us on any legal subject, right? We've been doing that for years. Even though we're injury attorneys, we're going to help you. We've helped a lot of people. We've helped thousands of people answer their questions, solve their problems. And so you can take advantage of that show, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock every Saturday morning, 6:30 a.m. KHOW. But this is an injury show, and we developed and designed the show to give you all the information that we could on different injury subjects. I mean, think about what we've covered in the past. We've covered back injuries, neck injuries, atlanto-axial injuries, right? Radiating pain, radiculopathy, complex regional pain syndrome, brachial plexopathy. How does it affect you? How do you prove it? We've done shows on concussions. You know, I'll tell you one thing. Brad made a point a minute ago, an earlier part of this show right here, that you got to live with pain. People, you know, we're kind of raised, and people were raised, well, you got to live with pain. You got to suck it up. You got to do this. You can't do that in this business. You got to be able to prove the pain. But a good example is what used to happen in sports, especially high school sports. That some kid would get hurt, and he would come over to the sideline. They say, you got your bell rung. You rang your bell. Get back in the game. Well, that was so wrong, wasn't it? And a new statute was passed, wasn't it, in Colorado and other states? Because why? Because it was recognized that concussions are very serious, especially in teenage years, and subsequent concussions can be even more serious or deadly. So it was recognized and a statute was passed that you can't just say, well, you rang your bell, get back in there. So that's a form of recognizing, understanding, and accepting the problem like pain. But you've got to make it provable to the insurance company, because if they don't want to pay you your medical bills and just a small amount for pain, pain affects your physical well-being, affects your emotional well-being. It affects your neurological well-being. You must fight this. Now, let's make you the jury, okay? We said we were going to do this. You're the jury. We're in trial right now. And Brad and I are in front of you. Right? And we've got a client, and Brad, so we put our client on the stand, and we say, what happened? Well, I was rear-ended, I injured my low back, and it really hurts. And if that's all that's said, that's not saying much. And so you have to be able to prove more than it just hurts. But when you do that, then you can get down to the pain. Right? So, we want you to understand that's how it works. That's how you prove it. What would you need, do you think? You're the jury. Brad, what do you think they would need to be able to prove something more than just my low back hurts, I was in a rear-end accident?
Well, and that's where you get an interesting dichotomy that goes on in the case, because the jury is looking for something to say, show me. You've got the job to prove to me and show me that you have pain. And so they want to find an event. They want to find something that went on to you that would be pain-inducing, and they start using their own standards. You can have one person on the jury saying, well, I think that kind of crash would cause some discomfort, and another one saying, well, they didn't show me they hit their head, they didn't show me they hit anything in the car, all they showed me is they got shook up, and because they got shook up, I can't accept that they had pain. I can't accept that that was any kind of injury, and because there's nothing where they made impact to any part of the car. So you got to decide as you're going through a case, especially jurors looking as they're deciding whether or not they're appropriate for the case, because jurors decide a lot of times whether or not they're appropriate for a particular case the juror has to decide, can I accept, can I open my mind to the idea that somebody might get hurt without actual impact, that it can be just the amount of forces that thrust a person backwards and forwards without having to have a stated impact. Now, maybe I can assume they hit their head on something, but I don't have that for anything specific because, people, when they get crashed into, they don't necessarily dissect or remember every little thing that happened in the crash. They're going through a very high speed trauma related matter that is appealing to or addressing all their senses, and the sense that is probably addressing first is one of survival. And because that's what happens when you unexpectedly have someone put your safety at issue, is the first thing your body bounces into is a survival or protection mechanism or code.
Right. You can call us anytime, including right now at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, you're still the jury, right? You ready? We're putting on the proof. And so the first part wasn't so good. I was in a rear-end accident. My low back hurts. Award me money. What if we told you then? Low back, rear-end accident, low back hurts. MRI was done of L4, L5, L6. The discs are moved. Here they are on the MRI. The discs are pinching on the nerves. It sends nerve pains and nerve signals down through each leg. They call it bilaterally, down the left leg, down the right leg, on each side. Now we got a little bit more description. We got proof. We got an MRI. And then, how does it affect your functioning, right? What are the character of the pains? What if the person is testifying? You're still the jury. What if the person's testifying? Well, it's a burning, it's a stinging pain. It goes all the way down to my toes, and then I can't hardly walk. And then it seems to go away. Then it seems to come back. What's the character of the pain? What's the site quality and radiation of the pain? And what are the factors that aggravate it? Brad, and a lot of doctors say that. They have pictures you draw that you draw when you go to see the doctor. Where does your pain hurt? Where does it travel? Where does it go? What activities aggravate it? What activities make it feel better? So what they're homing in on is, how do you have the pain? What is the pain? Because there's not the all gold standard test to prove every facet of pain.
And the doctors are doing, I don't have any problems with the doctors doing that, because the doctors are seeing, if you can give me enough information about the pain, maybe I can see what's inducing or what's causing the pain, and then the doctor can address it. What becomes the problem is when the doctor can't find it because you've given them all the details. And so rather than saying, okay, you're in pain and I just can't find a way to stop it, they look and they go, well, you can't be in pain. You must be faking.
Well, that sounds like a defense doctor.
That's a defense doctor.
That you would have been expected that you would have recovered from this in 6 weeks.
Right. And how the defense doctor can expect how anybody is going to react to pain when they don't know that person, or even if they do know that person, we all know pain is very subjective and very unique to each individual. How they can address that is very interesting to me. You can have two people sit in the same exact chair for an hour. One person stands up with back pain. The other one stands up with no pain. And there's no real good reason for it, except, you know what? They're two different people. That's it. They've been exposed to the same factors. They're just two different people. But you have a doctor, and it's appropriate for a treating doctor to explore all the potential avenues. That's why a lot of times we'll have injections that we say are therapeutic. And what's that mean? Well, we're injecting a particular site to maybe deaden certain parts of the body in that site to see if other parts of that body are what's inducing the pain. Okay, we've deadened this part of the body. Now, are you still having pain? Yes, I'm still having the pain. Well, then we don't know where it's causing it yet. Or you say, yes, it did it. I no longer have the pain. They go, now we know what's causing the pain. Doctors are constantly on trial and error trying to find the pain. That what becomes a problem is how we have defense lawyers and we have insurance companies and we have defense doctors who simply want to look and go, you're just faking, and that's good enough. We're done.
Right, and you're still the jury, so let's take that example that we gave you, right? So now we got an MRI, and we show a compressed disc at L4 and L5, and maybe you need fusion surgery or a discectomy. So you're going to have surgery. And then the defense gets up with their doctor and says, well, they call it artifact. That was artifact in the MRI. That's old. Well, I can't tell if it was old. I can't tell how old it was, but that's old. And then you say, well, this is very important. My symptoms, right? My symptoms never started until the time of the accident. So that's very critical. And you know, Brad, we rely on that, and doctors rely on that a lot. As we call it the temporal relationship. I mean, you might have had degenerative disc disease, but it didn't hurt you. You might have had osteoarthritis. It didn't hurt you until traumatized. So the symptoms showed up right at the time of the accident. So now you're the jury. You've got the MRI. You've got the positive MRI. You've got the recommendation of surgery. And you've got the symptoms showing up at the time of the accident.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. You've got to relate it to the temporal. Now, once again, the defense likes to say, well, it just happened to start when you got hit, because that's when you want to start making the complaints. And we believe that you're one of two things. You've had this pain all along and you just didn't tell anybody about it. It doesn't make sense. Or they want to say, well, you just have decided now to manufacture your own pain symptoms and keep claiming you're painful because you want to make some money from what's happening. And watch this. They're going to stand up and they're going to say they want money for the pain. Well, of course we want money for the pain. Somebody caused pain. Somebody caused you to be hurt. The law says you're entitled to be compensated for that injury.
Right. So pain and suffering is a very viable concept, but it can affect you physically. It can affect you emotionally. It can affect your whole family. And you're not going to let these strategies beat you. You're going to do this legitimately, truthfully, thoroughly. And you're going to be able to put yourself in a position to enhance your chances of winning. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We formed it in 1984 to help people like you. 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.